Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, Kohathonim to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Pei Dalad, Begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Dalad Amabeth, at the beginning of the new Perek, Be'ilu Hein Anechenachim. And just a point of note is that according to the Yerushalmi, the order of the last two Pokim of Sanhedrin are reversed, but since we're following the Mushulab of the Bavli, we're going to be learning the Perek Be'ilu Hein Anechenachim first before we go back to learn the Perek Kol Yisrael. The Mishnah says, "Ve'ilu hena nechanokim, amake abba ve'imoy, v'goyne v'nefesh mi'isol, v'zakin mamme, afi beistin, v'novi ha'sheke, v'amitnave, b'shem avay dezoa, v'habar leishis ish, v'zim me baskoyen ubala." The following people are given the death of choking: one who wounds his father or mother, one who kidnaps a yisol, a zakin mamme, which is an elder who rebels against beistin, a false prophet, or one who prophesies in the name of idolatry, one who has relations with a married woman, false witnesses who convicted a Bas Kohen for adultery, or one who has adultery with her even though she is burned. One who wounds his father or mother is liable only if he actually makes a wound. In this respect, cursing is more stringent than hitting. One is liable for cursing a parent after death, but not for hitting after death. Gemara says, "Azhora lamake avi ve'imoy minayin, aboyim yakenu lo yosef." The Gemara asks that which love forbids wounding one's father or mother, if the pasuk says, "He shall hit 40 times and he shall not add." Ma im mi shehu mitzvah lahakoyis, arehu mitzvah shloy lahakoyis, mi sheinu mitzvah lahakoyis, and adin shei mitzvah shloy lahakoyis. Someone that's a mitzvah to lash him, one is commanded not to lash him more than required, and someone that is not a mitzvah to lash him, or more so one is commanded not to lash him.